Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, mastering quick decision-making in remote meetings. Remote meetings have become increasingly common in today's digital world, making them a relevant topic for IELTS speaking examinations. This article will guide you through answering questions about making quick decisions during remote meetings, helping you achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, "Describe a time when you had to make a quick decision during a remote meeting," is likely to appear in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It combines elements of technology, decision-making, and professional communication, making it a versatile and contemporary subject. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about remote meetings and decision-making. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q. How often do you participate in remote meetings? A. I frequently engage in remote meetings, typically 2 to 3 times a week. These virtual gatherings have become an integral part of my professional routine, especially since the pandemic revolutionized our work practices. I find them to be an efficient means of communication, allowing for seamless collaboration with colleagues across different locations. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to make a quick decision during a remote meeting. You should say what the meeting was about, why you had to make a quick decision, what decision you made, and explain how you felt about making this quick decision. Sample answer band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience from a few months ago when I had to make a crucial decision on the spot during a remote marketing strategy meeting. The meeting was primarily focused on launching a new product line, and we were discussing various promotional approaches. As we were deliberating over our social media campaign, our data analyst unexpectedly revealed that our main competitor had just announced a similar product, effectively preempting our launch. This unforeseen development meant we had to swiftly adapt our strategy to maintain our competitive edge. Given the time-sensitive nature of the situation, I had to make a split-second decision. I proposed that we pivot our campaign to highlight our product's unique features, differentiating it from our competitor's offering. Additionally, I suggested we expedite our launch timeline by a week to minimize the impact of our competitor's head start. Making such a significant decision under pressure was undoubtedly stressful, but also exhilarating. I felt a mix of anxiety and excitement, knowing that my decision could substantially impact our product's success. However, I was confident in my choice, as it was based on my extensive market knowledge and intuitive understanding of our target audience. In retrospect, I'm pleased with how I handled the situation. The ability to think on my feet and make informed decisions quickly is a skill I've developed over time, and it's particularly valuable in today's fast-paced business environment. This experience reinforced my belief in trusting my instincts and leveraging my expertise when faced with unexpected challenges. Follow-up questions. Q. How important is quick decision-making in your job? A. Quick decision-making is absolutely crucial in my role. In the fast-paced world of marketing, trends and consumer preferences can change in the blink of an eye. Being able to swiftly assess situations and make informed choices often means the difference between capitalizing on an opportunity and missing out entirely. It's not just about speed, though. It's about balancing promptness with accuracy. I've found that my ability to make rapid yet well-considered decisions has significantly contributed to my success in this field. Q. Do you think technology has made decision-making easier or more difficult? A. That's an intriguing question. I believe technology has both simplified and complicated decision-making processes. On one hand, we now have access to vast amounts of data and sophisticated analytical tools that can inform our choices and provide valuable insights. This wealth of information can greatly enhance the quality of our decisions. However, on the other hand, the sheer volume of data available can sometimes lead to analysis paralysis, where we become overwhelmed by options and struggle to reach a conclusion. Additionally, the rapid pace of technological change means we often need to make decisions about things we don't fully understand yet. So while technology has undoubtedly provided us with powerful decision-making aids, it has also introduced new complexities that we must navigate. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner. Let's talk more about decision-making in remote work environments. How do you think remote meetings affect the decision-making process compared to face-to-face meetings? Sample answer, 8-9. Remote meetings have undeniably transformed the decision-making landscape in several ways. On the positive side, they often foster more structured discussions, as participants tend to be more conscious of time constraints and the need for clear communication. This can lead to more focused and efficient decision-making processes. Moreover, remote meetings can promote inclusivity, allowing input from a wider range of participants who might not have been able to attend in person. This diversity of perspectives can enrich the decision-making process and lead to more well-rounded outcomes. However, there are also challenges to consider. The lack of face-to-face interaction can sometimes make it harder to read nonverbal cues and gauge reactions, which are often crucial in understanding consensus or identifying concerns. This can potentially lead to misunderstandings or overlooked objections. Additionally, technical issues or connectivity problems can disrupt the flow of discussion, making it more difficult to maintain momentum in decision-making. There's also the risk of reduced engagement, a falhao, as some participants might be more prone to multitasking or distractions in a remote setting. To mitigate these challenges, I believe it's essential to establish clear protocols for remote decision-making, such as structured turn-taking, regular check-ins for understanding, and utilizing collaborative tools for real-time feedback and voting. By adapting our approach to the virtual environment, we can harness the benefits of remote meetings while minimizing their potential drawbacks in the decision-making process. Some people argue that quick decisions are often not the best decisions. What's your view on this? Sample answer, band 9. This is a nuanced issue that deserves careful consideration. While it's true that hasty decisions can sometimes lead to suboptimal outcomes, I believe the relationship between speed and quality in decision-making is not always inversely proportional. In many situations, especially in fast-paced industries or crisis scenarios, the ability to make quick decisions is not just beneficial, but crucial. The opportunity cost of delay can often outweigh the potential benefits of prolonged deliberation. Moreover, in today's rapidly evolving business landscape, being able to act swiftly on emerging trends or threats can provide a significant competitive advantage. That being said, it's important to distinguish between quick decisions and rash ones. A quick decision can still be well-informed and carefully considered, albeit within a compressed time frame. The key lies in developing a robust decision-making framework that allows for rapid assessment of available information, weighing of potential outcomes, and consideration of key stakeholders' perspectives. Furthermore, the quality of quick decisions often improves with experience and expertise. Professionals who have honed their intuition through years of practice in their field can often make remarkably accurate snap judgments based on pattern recognition and deep understanding of their domain. However, I do agree that for complex, high-stakes decisions with long-term implications, a more measured approach is often warranted. In such cases, it's crucial to strike a balance between timeliness and thoroughness, ensuring that all relevant factors are carefully evaluated without falling into the trap of analysis paralysis. In conclusion, while quick decisions shouldn't be automatically equated with poor decisions, it's important to match the decision-making approach to the specific context and stakes involved. The goal should be to cultivate the ability to make timely, safe, well-considered decisions across a range of scenarios. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Integral part, part, noun phrase, an essential or fundamental component. Example, remote meetings have become an integral part of modern business operations. Revolutionize, revolutionize, verb, to completely change the way something is done or thought about. Example, video conferencing technology has revolutionized how we conduct international business. Deliberate over, ove, phrasal verb, to think about or discuss something carefully. Example, we spent hours deliberating over the best approach to the project. Pivot, verb, to quickly and decisively change direction or strategy. Example, when our initial plan failed, we had to pivot to a new marketing approach. Time sensitive, adjective, needing to be dealt with quickly because of time constraints. Example, the launch of our new product was a time-sensitive matter that required immediate attention. Split-second decision, noun phrase, a decision made very quickly, almost instantly. Example, in emergency situations, paramedics often need to make split-second decisions. Think on one's feet. Thing one's feet, idiom, to think and react quickly in a challenging situation. Example, a good manager needs to be able to think on their feet when unexpected problems arise. Capitalize on capitalizen, phrasal verb, to take advantage of an opportunity. Example, we need to capitalize on our competitor's mistake to gain market share. Analysis paralysis, nales, the state of overanalyzing a situation so that a decision or action is never taken. Example, don't let analysis paralysis prevent you from making necessary changes to your business model. Foster, fosta, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, our company culture fosters innovation and creative thinking. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like quick decision-making in remote meetings. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly and confidently, with minimal hesitation. Regular practice with timed responses can help improve your fluency. Expand your vocabulary. Incorporate a range of advanced and topic-specific vocabulary. The key phrases provided above are excellent examples to include in your responses. Use varied sentence structures. Demonstrate your language proficiency by using a mix of simple and complex sentences. Include conditionals, relative clauses, and other advanced grammatical structures where appropriate. Provide specific examples. When describing experiences or opinions, always support your points with concrete examples. This adds depth and authenticity to your responses. Show critical thinking. In Part 3 especially, demonstrate your ability to analyze topics from multiple perspectives. Don't be afraid to express nuanced views on complex issues. Maintain coherence. Ensure your responses are well-structured and logically connected. Use discourse markers to link your ideas smoothly. Engage with the examiner. Show interest in the questions and maintain good eye contact. This helps create a natural conversational flow. Pronunciation and intonation. Work on clear pronunciation and natural intonation patterns. This includes stressing key words and using appropriate rhythm in your speech. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Regular practice and self-reflection will help you improve your performance and achieve the score you're aiming for. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.